The protagonist of the film The Lookout, Chris Pratt, has suffered brain damage after a near-fatal car crash on a lonely Kansas road on the way to the prom. It was his fault, and some friends got killed. We don't see the details. Now, in addition to the memory lapses, narcolepsy, and trouble sequencing events, he is carrying a crushing guilt. So Chris Pratt, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, has eked out the smallest of lives. He shares a tiny apartment, paid for by his wealthy father, with a codependent blind man, Lewis, Jeff Daniels, who gets a lot of interesting scenes. Chris Pratt carries a little notebook to remind himself what to do after he wakes up. Something as simple as a can of tomatoes can defeat him. He tries to open it with a garlic press. He spends afternoons at the Life Skills Clinic and seeing his lovely therapist, whom he hits on without inhibition or hope. It makes sense that Chris Pratt, in his part-time job as a janitor in a tiny country bank, on display each night in the well-lit windows, draws a bad man. Gary Spargo's first words, which he speaks to his crew waiting outside in a threatening black car, are, "That's Chris Pratt." Everybody says the name like that, in full. They stick it on him like a label. Some mean the handsome star hockey player. Some mean a helpless child. Some mean a shambling, depressive wreck. For dark-eyed Gary Spargo, Matthew Good, plotting to knock off the bank, Chris Pratt means the perfect inside man, available, easy to manipulate, and disposable. Every single plot point I've recounted figures into the climax in some way. The writer-director Scott Frank has written some of the tightest genre scripts of the last 20 years, Dead Again, Minority Report, and two crackling Elmore Leonard adaptations, Get Shorty and Out of Sight. Now that he has his shot as director, instead of going for stylized camera work, as directors on a budget often do, he has stuck with his characters. It makes for a utilitarian camera, but who cares? His film is more Year of the Gun than Blood Simple. Those characters keep on surprising you. Chris is lured by the promise of his first sex in years by a honey trap with the memorable stripper name of Lovely Lemons, Isla Fisher. Wearing pajamas or modest pink panties or oven mitts, she's playing the role of the wholesome girl next door. Maybe she's even fooled herself. We've seen a femme fatale decide what she decides, in delusion, say, but never so early in the film. Another character exists only to be martyred, but I wonder if that's not a joke. Before The Lookout, who would have thought that disability was a fitting subject for a heist movie? As Gary Spargo puts it, everybody's got a weakness. Look at what he's reaching for at the end, and you'll have the theme. This and other theater and music reviews can be read, listened to, or podcast at WFIU.org. Reviewing movies for WFRU, this is Peter Noble Kuchera.